Hey everybody, my name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a really important topic to discuss. As rumored here, there, and everywhere, is President Trump going to declare martial law in 11 days on April 20th, which I think is really a bad look for that date. But is this a stupid rumor? Could it be based in fact? What could possibly lead him to do such a controversial thing? We're going to talk about it right here on the Common Sense Show. Hopefully, we can be as factual and as common sense as possible in doing that. We are brought to you by Body Align. They have a great product line, an infinite supply of natural healthcare products. I prefer the EMF defense. I need my cell phone. I don't want to die of glioblastoma. So I need something that's going to block that EMF. And also, too, I use the Ultimate Wellness Band, and it really does energize you. Take it off when you go to bed. And of course, they come with the sleep patch. I have no trouble with that area, but some people do. And the fast pain relief, the patch for that. I mean, great stuff, great discounts available. If you go to bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges, that's Align, bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges, you will have AI pop up and start offering you discounts. If you subscribe to their newsletter, for example, you're going to get 10% off automatically. Absolutely phenomenal stuff. Need to look at it. It's inexpensive. And I'll tell you, it's a lot cheaper than a visit to the doctor's office. Go to bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges and click the chat with us after you look at the products for the best deals that are out there. Well, in the conversation I alluded to in an earlier segment today when Paul Preston called me, he said, "Dave, what do you think about the martial law rumors, stories that are everywhere, and it's going to happen on April the 20th. First of all, I'm going to say this. That's not within President Trump's nature to do so. He has shown repetitively that he wants to follow the Constitution. When he was deporting alien criminal gang members, the Insurrection Act was a legal application, is now being upheld by the Supreme Court. So I don't see him doing that. I think it's a rumor. And I think the fact that they're putting it on April 20th, Hitler's birthday, gives a lot of fodder to the other side to blow things up. Now, forget the April 20th. Could I foresee a set of circumstances where President Trump would do this? And other presidents have done this in the past. So it's not like Trump would be the first, but I can see one scenario. We have an upcoming meeting with Iran, and virtually everybody, even Iran's neighbors, don't want to see them have a nuclear weapon. If Trump takes the we're not backing down approach, and you will not have a nuclear weapon under any circumstances, that could involve the invocation of Operation Nitro Zeus, which is a high casualty event. And America and Israel could take out nuclear or potential nuclear facilities. It's very dangerous, very costly in terms of lives as well, too. We've talked about Nitro Zeus before. Is this realistic? Will Trump declare martial law because of military conflict with Iran? And I'm going to answer in the affirmative. I think it's very likely and even probable. And here's why. With all of the illegal aliens that we let into the country in the last 4 years, we have overwhelmingly documented cases of Hamas, Hezbollah, and of course, ISIS. As we know, MS-13 and TDA have been in the news a lot due to the Insurrection Act application to them. Could they be activated and turned into a domestic terrorist force? I think it would be negligent of any president, given the composition of what could be in our country, to not take precaution Because who controls Hamas? The mullahs of Iran. And if Trump didn't take that proactive move, if war was unavoidable with Iran, or at least military action is unavoidable, the backlash in this country could be absolutely horrific. And this is not profound. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is common sense of what any reasonable leader would do. I personally do not see Iran backing down on their nuclear ambitions. There are some world leaders who have common sense, and they'll push it so far, and then they'll say, okay, I hear what you're saying, and I am going to go along with this. I don't see this happening. Iran will not back down an inch, in my humble opinion. Now, it could be that the Iranian people sensing danger and the Iranian military recognizing a war they can't win versus the combined forces of Israel and the United States and the potential abandonment of Russia. It could be the people and the military will take matters into their own hands, and you'll have an old-fashioned coup d'etat, and then you'll have new people to negotiate with, and then all of that will be unnecessary. I firmly believe the April 20th date is a leftist implant context to equate this with Hitler's birthday. Because what are they calling Trump every time he turns around? Hey, Hitler, he's Marxist, he's a communist, he's a Nazi. We hear this constant rhetoric. So I think he would be cognizant and conscientious enough to not pick April 20th as a declaration date. And the martial law can take different approaches too. It can simply be allowing him to mobilize military forces to hunt down potential terrorists who should not be in this country. And it may not apply to anything else. He could also ban public meetings, athletic events, and so forth, concerts, because they'd be high probability targets. That could also happen. I'm not saying it's going to, but under the purview of martial law and to try to protect the public, this is what could happen. And this isn't just about Trump. I would expect any president in office, if you're contemplating a war against a country that can strike you inside your own country, you'd be a dang fool to not take proactive action. So that's my reaction to these stories out there. On April 20th, will Trump declare martial law? No, it won't be on that date. Could he? Yes, if we're going to go to war with Iran. So that's my answer here. If I'm missing something and some of you have inside information, knowledge, please post it. I think my sources are really good, but occasionally I come across people who come at me out of the blue and just say, hey, Dave, have you thought about this? And sometimes they're right on the money. Be one of those people and be right on the money. I'm looking forward to reading your comments. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter. It's one-stop shopping where you get an email summarizing, not summarizing, just word for word, what we do in the previous 24 hours. People love it. Over 50,000 people have done this. You should too. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com and then click on the newsletter link, put your email address in the only required field, and you'll get your email every single day. It's one-stop shopping. Over 50,000 people are taking advantage of it. Thanks for joining us. Dave Hodges here. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Well, we've seen it. Now, Trump just did a masterful job against China, scored a major victory. I mean, it's huge. And we're going to break it down for you. Right now, the media is just reporting the surface aspects. It's bigger than is being reported. We're going to cover it for you right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, bringing America one enslaved mind at a time. Need your help? Subscribe and then share. Really, really important. Hey, don't forget, we got a great TV show over at thecommonsenseshow.tv, Hiding in Plain Sight. We're adding bioacoustics to that. Later, you're going to hear a bit of a teaser phase. Excuse me. I can say this, a teaser piece that's going to show what you'll get when you go over and sign up for the commonsenseshow.tv with regard to bioacoustics. You can listen to someone's voice and you can determine the truth. You can even tell their health. It's all frequency based. Pretty cool stuff. The commonsenseshow.tv. Hey, we are brought to you by a great sponsor. It is the Magic Dicol Starter Pack. And what we have is the Nanosoma liquid. And then we have the Nanosoma topical gel. The liquid brought me back from death's doorstep. The only thing I was taking boosts your immune system, doesn't cure anything, but the immune system properties are phenomenal. And then the gel, rub it on my shoulder, rub it on my knee. I'm able to go to the gym and do things I haven't done in 25 years. And then finally, you've got the Nanosoma skin cream, which erases fine lines and wrinkles. 15% off the starter pack. And I tell you, I swear by these products. I owe my life to the first two. I really do. I hope that you'll have the same benefit. I'm sure you will. 15% off gets you started. Fantastic product line. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. That's iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we've got something absolutely huge going on. We just kicked the crap out of China in a foreign policy conflict. Let me ask you a question. Who built the Panama Canal at the expense of thousands of lives? Snake bites, mosquito bites, malaria, blah, blah. Okay. Who built that? He did. Who supports it? We do. Who's trying to take it over? China. Just like they try to take over everything else. And has anything happened? Yes. First, I want to make you aware of something. This is a national security issue. 25% of the goods and services that roll through the Panama Canal don't originate or do originate with an American port. That means that 3 out of 4 shipments originate or go to an American port. Would you say this is vital for our trade? Yeah. Well, China came in, tried to whip a little Belt and Road on Panama. And, hey, we'll take care of you. Here's Belt and Road. Yeah, just give us the canal. Well, the Defense Secretary of the United States, Pete Hegseth, and the Secretary of Ministry of Defense for Panama signed an agreement. Not only are we going to station ships there, so don't even try it, China. We're reopening an old military base there with the permission of the Panamanian government. Now, this isn't just about protecting trade and keeping the American economy going. It's also a buffer against any kind of an invasion activity coming out of South America, headed north. It's a buffer against illegal immigration coming north. It's a brilliant move by Trump. And the fine points aren't even being discussed. Just the U.S. taking over the canal. Imperialism. He's Hitler. We told you so. No, he just made your life simpler and easier and safer. And the Panamanians are grateful for the American support they're going to receive. This is a win-win and a win. Three wins. Panama, the U.S., economy, government, and you. Another example of brilliant leadership by Donald Trump. Hey, sign up for our newsletter. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. Click on the newsletter link. Put in your email, the only required field. We don't sell your data. And you'll send that out to us. And we will return with a daily email, which is a recapitulation of everything we do in the previous 24 hours. It's one-stop shopping. Over 50,000 people are participating in this. You will love it. Go to commonsenseshow.com, give us your email, and we'll give you the newsletter. Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here. I am the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. To our friends around the world, welcome. We are partners in freedom. We don't care if you're in China, Russia, Iran, whatever country you're in. The human spirit wants to be free, and many of us are facing forces that don't want you to be free. And the mission of our show, in part, is to unlock the barriers that are preventing us from being free. And in reality, in America, we're trying to save our country. And I'm just going to say this very quickly. If you do not get on board with the Trump agenda and support this man, we'll be back where we were in 2020. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Hey, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And as you know, I have been an advertiser for Noble Gold for over 8.5 years. I've been a customer for over 7.5 years, multiple times. So let me give the government warning in advance. The FTC requires me, and many people don't adhere to this regulation, we do, that there are no guarantees in investments and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. We completely agree with giving this warning, but my trust in Noble Gold has been based over years of association where they never press you to do anything, but they can save your retirement that the banks can take under Dodd-Frank. They can save your savings that the banks can take under Dodd-Frank. And also, too, great investment opportunities. Gold is up 46% over a year ago, outpacing every other form of investment. You can't lose. So all you got to do is call 877-646-5341. And if you can't remember the number, I'm going to give you a really easy way to go, davehodgesgold.com. And put your email in. I'll send you an electronic prospectus. It's very short, sweet, easy to understand. It'll have Noble Gold's number on it. It's davehodgesgold.com. Our guest is Dr. Sherry Edwards. And it's been a while since Sherry's been on, but we're going to start doing a regular feature, little mini segments on how to tell what the truth is. Now, Sherry's technology that she developed is based on voice frequency. We're going to have her describe it in more detail for you here in a few minutes, but she can tell whether you're telling the truth or you're lying. And she can also give you a health analysis. And here's the deal. She's made this technology free to everybody, and it provides training, direct and indirect, on how you can do the same thing in your community. And it's based on voice frequency. And remember, I've told you, the future of medicine and science is all frequency based. And the sooner you come to realize that, the sooner you'll realize that we're overcoming the forces that have repressed advance in the past. And so we're going to talk about that, but we're going to get into a specific area with Dr. Sherry here, but I'm going to play a clip in the beginning. We're going to use this as being emblematic. Is it truth or is it fiction and what's behind it? And so I'm going to pull this sound recording up from the old Art Bell show. Well, we've got Dr. Sherry with us here, and we're going to have her analyze the factual basis of this. Now, I played this before on my show because I thought it was so compelling and fascinating, and I wondered if it was a real whistleblower or something else. And Sherry is going to determine whether or not this is the real deal here. And this is actually from the old Art Bell show. We'll play the clip of it, and then we'll teach you how this science of bioacoustics works. And you can master this, and you can absolutely tell if someone's telling the truth. You can do your own self-health analysis. And this, listen, I've been the subject of some of this stuff, and it is absolutely 100% factual. It's incredible. Okay, here we go. From Art Bell. The Area 51 caller. And this probably was his most famous clip.
On my Area 51 line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee or are you now?
A former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and
uh-oh.
And I've kind of been running across the country. Oh man, I don't know where to start. They're gonna they'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
So you can't spend a lot of time on the phone. So give us something quick.
Okay. Okay, what we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Discharge.
Okay, and then Art loses the signal, and it's cutting in and out right now, in case you're wondering what the silence is. The audience is...
Well...
That was pretty amazing here. Well, that was quite the stunning result and call. And I actually heard this when it happened, and I played it later, and I said, is this really true? Now, you know my belief, people. I'm a Christian. I think this is part of the Great Deception leading to Project Bluebeam. And these are fallen angels masquerading as aliens. And, you know, we won't get too far into my notions on this. I want to know what Sherry thinks. And Sherry is the developer of Bioacoustic. Sherry, so glad you could join us here. And Sherry and I are going to do a mini series on analyzing the truth of things using her technology. And each presentation, Sherry's going to tell you how you can learn how to do this too. This is absolutely a phenomenal breakthrough. And in case you're wondering, I can't claim exclusivity. She's been on many of my friend shows like Sarah Westall many times. In fact, it was because of Sarah that I met Sherry. So anyway, Sherry, so glad you're with us here. And I'm so looking forward to our series. You analyzed this clip, but let's start a little bit with the science. Okay, I know the science is based on frequencies and resonance, you know, like certain notes, like E flat or whatever it would be. Tell us a little bit about, in layman's terms, how the science works and how you can apply it to a situation like this, and then we'll analyze it.
Okay, before we start, I'd like to make a statement about you, in that what is considered mainstream media is taking about 2 years to catch up with you. They are just now coming out with Biden was on medication, Biden was sick, he had dementia, and you had it on your show 2 years before they ever started to mention it. So thank
you. Because of your technology. That's why. But I saw the visible signs, the gait, the way his feet shuffled and so forth. He had real clear markers, you know, just in terms of body language with dementia. You're absolutely right here. And this was the biggest fraud, in my opinion, ever perpetrated, letting this guy stay in office. The debate really exposed, and they had to remove him. But you remove someone from a debate because he's not qualified, yet he's able to stay in office, it tells you someone else is running the show. But anyway, let's go to the science here. Give us a layman's explanation for someone who may not have heard about this before on how this science that you've created and discovered and applied, how it actually works.
Okay, this started as a senior project when I was at Ohio University. And this was my project on interpersonal communication. And I felt like people needed to know the truth. And in a class on perspectives about truth, I could tell who was telling the truth and who wasn't. And I started looking at their vocal print and started to pick out the pieces of the frequencies of their voice, the range, how well it was put together, its balance. And I wrote a project, a computer program that we've been giving away since the early 80s to people because truth is so important. And we looked at thousands of voices. We tested this for years and then we gave it out to the public. It's still out to the public. If people want a copy of it or if they want to use it online, they can. But I've been on your show many times. Have I ever told you something that didn't turn out to be the truth?
No, it's been 100%. Exactly.
And people now ask me almost every day, they want to know Obama's perspective, what Musk is doing, what happened to Biden, is AOC real or is she just a puppet? So we decided to go deeper several years ago, actually during the Carter administration, because I have voted for him because he said he was going to disclose all of this UFO information.
Sure.
So now I'll start. Consider what telephones were like in the olden days. One line, one voice, one phone call, and it was called party lines, if anybody's that old to
Oh,
remember.
yeah.
Now they change the frequencies of the voice and they can change, they can carry many, many hundreds of phone calls on one line. Even if they need a physical line, they don't even need that anymore. So I agree with this caller that these are other dimensionals because we have seen that in people's voices when they are so scattered or divided like that. So I agree with him that these are other dimensionals. They just change the dimension and you can walk between realities, so to speak. And so we started looking at that. We found some people that are capable of doing that and changing their voice like that. But the voice goes through the recurrent laryngeal nerve, which controls the parasympathetic nerve response. And so we've been able through the last 40 years to look at thousands of people's voices and compare them with truth and perspective and what's going on. And we're pretty accurate about it, and we wanted the public to have it, so that's why we give away the program.
You know, it's interesting because you just described the baseline approach, establish a baseline to establish how this all applies and getting consistency. That's what a lie detector test does. They ask you some questions that you know the truth to, and they establish a person's baseline, and then they measure what they want to measure with the polygraph. Similar type of research approach, very scientific. And I have to tell you, everything that you have ever told me that I've been able to go out and verify independently, you have never been wrong. You have 100% track record. I would just say this though, people can change over time. So what was a recording and an attitude at one time could be different maybe a year later or 10 years later. So that is one caveat. So you develop this into a science, and it easily could be commercialized, but you've chosen not to. Does that have to do with some of the harassment you've been through? And if so, could you talk about that?
Well, people don't want to know the truth sometimes, and then a lot of times the government's keeping the truth from you. But I believe the truth will set you free, make you miserable in the beginning, but it'll set you free. And that's what I want for everybody to have because I can hear and see how people are being manipulated, and I'm just sick of it.
I hear you. The deceit. I mean, if you just look at what Doge has uncovered, okay, without going into specifics, the deceit is off the charts. I mean, I know, at least I thought I knew how corrupt many administrations were, and Doge took me to a much higher level. It's far worse than I think any of us ever believed it was. And the waste of money is off the charts. So you're right. I'm sick of it too. And this is what motivates me to do this. I'm not out here to validate any conspiracies. I just want to discover the truth so we can correct it. And this is what you're really all about as well. And you describe something that's really true. I can say this as someone who's trained to be a mental health practitioner. People live in the world of cognitive dissonance. They want things to be the same, and anything that challenges their belief, They try to reject it and make excuses so they don't have to adjust. And that's called cognitive dissonance. You just described that. People don't want to know the truth. That's very, very, very true. But anyway, the science is based on frequencies that you've associated with attitudes, behaviors, beliefs, and events, right?
Yes. And take this caller you just put on. He's very genuine, but the whole phone call was a setup. And once he starts talking about this, he goes into almost a split personality kind of thing. He can hold it together for so long, but when he starts talking about this, he's genuinely afraid of whatever happened to him, whether somebody has threatened him. I did it in two parts. When he first started talking, it was to Art Bell was very intellectual, and so it was very planned. And then he got into it, and he just fell apart. He was very, very emotional. His experience was genuine to him. I could go back and say, "Is there a split personality?" And yes, there seems to be a very scattered personality. But the whole phone call was a setup.
What do you mean by a setup?
They planned it.
You mean the powers that be behind this man?
No, the powers that be behind the show. They knew about this and they had him call in, even though they're pretending that this is just some Joe off the street. It was a planned phone call.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Art Bell was in on it, or was he part of the decept was he part of being deceived?
I think he knew it was coming.
Really? So you think this is but maybe a ratings ploy?
I didn't see it that way. I just knew that he knew what was going to happen.
Okay, here's what I'm wondering, and I don't mean to split hairs too finely, but I really want the audience to understand the motivation here. Could Art Bell have been told, "Hey, we're going to bring someone on Area 51. We've screened this. You need to play this. This is really important." So he went along with it thinking it was truthful and would add to a body of knowledge? Or was he part of a deception ploy designed to increase ratings through the sensationalism associated with the call? If you had to choose based on your experience, what would you say?
I would choose that he thinks UFOs are real and aliens are real and living on Mars is real, and he wants support for that. I don't think he did it for sensationalism. I think he did it for supporting his own perspective. I can go
So,
back and listen to him about it.
does your analysis of Art indicate that this was a deception, or does he think it was set up for him to promote a real event?
I think he thinks the man is real.
Okay, that answers my question. Briefly, because we don't have the charts to display, because we're also going out on audio format. But briefly, tell us how you would determine Art's motivation and the sincerity of this caller. How do you go about doing that?
There is an octave in people's voice that's a fantasy. There's an octave that's naivete, and there's an octave that is omnipotence. And so, if you get information in those ranges, then there's some doubt about whether or not what they're saying is legitimate or why they're saying it. Like
Interesting.
when Trump got shot, there was a lot of omnipotence that came into his voice that showed that he really had a change, and he thinks that he's doing God's work now, and that's what he's running on.
He certainly has talked more about his spirituality since that event. And I think it's nothing like being attacked like that to say that. Okay, so when we look at this man, okay, to just kind of sum up what I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong. Art knew the call was coming in, but he thought the content was real and he thought it would serve to promote his paradigm he promotes on his show. He wasn't part of a deception. Was the man a deceiver or was he real?
He was real. He's very genuine. Something happened that really scared him, though. Whether that was in his mind or it was reality, I can't tell. There's a lot. He's just scattered all over the place. As I look at him, there's a lot of he needs control, he needs confirmation that he's okay, but he's all over the place in fantasy. He's got a lot of.
This man was a fool, and I'm going to tell you why. He should have known better. I came from a family where, after I had true revelations from my father, I never talked to anybody for the longest time because I knew there was a good chance I was being monitored. I was monitored as a kid, so was my sister and mom. We had to take polygraph tests. All of this crap is the work. You know what your dad does? I'm 6 years old. Rockets. I mean, I didn't know, but this went on, Sherry, and I'm telling you, this man should have known when he left that service, he was going to be tracked every word. And I guarantee you, the minute he hooked up with Coast to Coast officials, okay, they knew what was coming. They absolutely, I guarantee you, he knew. And when I used to have conversations, with people like Vance Davis, former NSA, and I heard him on the Art Bell show. We set things up to where no cell phones, okay, they didn't have these kind of watches I'm wearing here today, the smart watches, they can eavesdrop on you too. And Vance and I would meet where no one would be able to track us at that time, and nothing to put us in proximity with each other. And we used to share information because I heard Vance on the Art Bell show. And he's talking about things that I had to absolutely keep quiet, my dad's revelations. And I tried to get a hold of Vance. Bill Pollack, my mentor, okay, that I've told you about before, he intervened to interview me to see if I was a real deal or a setup guy. And then he said, "Yeah, Dave's okay. You can meet with him." And for the longest time, we never did that. And by the way, we used to have our meetings in La Positas, I told you about in our pre-air discussion, and Bill would bring in astronauts, high-powered scientists, and so forth. There could be no electronics there, none to be eavesdropped on, none. Boy, this guy was a fool. It sounds on the tape like he was snatched. He was disconnected minimum and disconnected and snatched maximum. Do you agree with that?
He's like somebody who has been fed too much conflicting information and he doesn't know how to separate it.
Interesting.
What's real and what's not real. This, your story and what's going on, that lack of transparency and lack of intrusion on people is exactly why I made this program and why we have over 400 Vimeo instruction videos for people to learn how to use this in their everyday life. And if they question something, run that person's voice and see what's really going on. Because truth is how we make our decisions. And when we have to make our decisions on a lie, that's where we get in trouble.
You know, this reminds me of remote viewing. And I trained some in remote viewing, and I got set up with Major Ed Dames, the guru of the time. And this is over 20 years ago. And when I trained with Ed, and so we're having lunch in a break, and I started asking him really technical questions, and he would say things like this. Dave, they hate remote viewing tremendously because there are no secrets if you know what you're doing. He said there are limitations to remote viewing, like you couldn't really predict the stock market. You really alphanumerically it was difficult to do use remote viewing and be accurate, but everything else was on the table. And he says, "Dave, I can't answer that question because it's classified and we're probably being monitored." In other words, being monitored by other remote viewers or electronically. This guy was a damn fool. He really was. But you have to wonder what the motivation was. That real fear we heard in his voice, or was that contrived?
He was genuinely fearful, but he also had a tremendous amount of fantasy in his voice. Was it a story he was making up and he wanted people to believe? The fantasy tells me that he was a genuine person, but what he was saying was questionable.
I see.
He believed it. There are people out there that can make you believe. Robin Williams was a great actor that made you believe he was the character.
Yeah, that's
And there
true.
There's sociopaths out there that can disconnect themselves to the emotions and make you believe what they want you to believe a lot of criminals can do that when they say, I'm not guilty. And their voice will show that they really are, but they are split. Their voice is split. And we want to teach people how to use this program accurately. So, can I say people need to get in touch with me if they want to learn more?
Yeah, hold that just for a second because we'll close with that. But I want to point something out here. The reason why things like lie detector tests are not admissible in court, this is why people in the cops say, take a lie detector test, say, no, I'm not going to do anything that's not admissible in court. The reason why is because of what you just said. What you described was sociopath. Today we call it antisocial personality disorder. It's a combination of the old psychopath, sociopath, and about two-thirds of them have brain issues where they don't have any empathy. Okay, the limbic system, emotional center of the brain is affected, and they can actually they're disassociated from their emotions. They have to get really good at reading body language to fit into society, and they are. And that's why they're smooth talkers, because they can tell you which what they think you want to hear, and they're good at it. But here's the deal. Their normal giveaways with body language and what you'd find on a blip on a lie detector test doesn't work on two-thirds of all antisocials because of the disconnect in their brain. And so you're absolutely right in what you just said. And I wanted to make that point to everybody. But your technology, now we'll lead into what we're going to do. Your technology can detect the truth. It doesn't matter if they're antisocial or not.
It'll show a split in their vocal print, like there's two different vocal prints inside this person. You can
Oh, I see.
see that.
Did
Jerry
you?
Sandusky is a really good example of that. He was a guy at Penn State that had sex with young boys, and you can see in his voice exactly the word that he used to convince
Sure.
himself.
I've heard about that too.
Yes.
But did you hear this duality, this split in this caller to Art Bell?
Yes, there was even a self-congratulations about him being a good actor, and that really threw me. And that was in the fantasy part of his voice. You have to look at the words that are there and look at the frequencies and how that relates to the rest of the voice. And for him to have naivete and fantasy together, he was trying to put across something that had a bit of truth, but he embellished it to the point and convinced himself that it was fearful. But
Yeah.
there's a lot of intellect in his voice. And if it's intellect, it's a mental issue that they have thought about and contrived. There
So
was some
there,
emotion, but they were split.
he was being controlled on one aspect of his personality, I would say. I think that's what this suggests. Because
Or
when you look at people, and they do these brain entrainment experiments, it can be a lead in to creating a false sense of perception. And there's a split. And that's exactly what you're describing here. And by the way, what I just said is sound university research about the split and how people can be influenced. That's very interesting. Okay. All right. Let's tell people how they can find out more about this science. People, it's completely free of charge. It takes a little bit of training, but it's not complicated. Sherry, tell people how they can become involved with this technology.
they can go to our new website called bioacousticsolutions.net, or they can go online to soundhealthportal.com and they can do all of it online, or they can download the actual software and they can download our booklet. It's called The Biggest Liars, and down through the ages, last 10 years, Nancy Pelosi's in there, Obama's in there. It shows how to tell how these people are manipulating you or just downright lying.
Yeah, you've done really good work on this. I'm kind of undecided. I think this is a HIPS category, and that for people that have listened to me, you know what I'm talking about, hiding in plain sight, that goes over on our TV show, and it's exclusive. I haven't, I'll talk to Sherry about this at some time, but what we want to do with this, but we're going to do a regular feature where we take a person or a group of people with similar interests and analyze them and then tell you, hey, here's what the truth is. If you were to guess, I just want to ask you for a conclusion, and I know it's speculation at this point. What was the purpose behind what this guy did?
He's genuinely scared about something, and he just needed some confirmation somehow. They didn't pay him or anything, I don't think. He just needed confirmation that he had somebody who believed what he was saying.
Okay, I get it. It's kind of like you prep someone, get them ready, and then you turn them loose, and the inevitable will happen, and you take advantage of it. I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the new website, bioacousticsolutions.net, is it connected to your other website? Can you jump from one to the other?
Not right now, because it's the original website, Sound Health Options, has just been obliterated by somebody or something.
I wonder why. Well, the one thing you've shared with me before is you have been under attack for what you do, and that certain entities wanted to buy you out and you refused, and that created issues for you as well. I won't get into those because I know they're personal, but I did want to tell you that Sherry is not hiding anything here by saying this. Okay, I walked with her through the process of when she was being harassed. And I don't think it was probably the only time she was harassed, but I know the one time and I know it pretty well. And it's true. There are people that don't want you to have this. But it's kind of too late, isn't it? It's quantum in physics nature. Okay. And MSNBC, I have a pop-up from them, comes on my computer. I don't know how to get rid of it, but now I don't want to. Because every single day they have something about quantum physics. They just had a deal on, I'm going to talk about this over on our TV show, a Harvard professor saying how he knows there was a nuclear war on Mars. Oh, I know some of you are going, oh, Dave, what are you smoking? But I'm not making this up. And MSNBC was running this on this pop-up. And the guy was giving scientific explanation of the atmospheric analysis, the soil analysis on Mars that we know from the rover. And he said there was a nuclear war there. And so this science that you're talking about here, I've not seen bioacoustics on there, but I will tell you that they are talking in the quantum field about being able to know things without your five senses directly observing, okay?
Yes, and it's somebody very big attacking us. They even sent somebody into our offices. They're the person now has been
Oh
found
yeah.
guilty, and they've got a jail sentence over their head. But it's very sophisticated, whoever's attacking us.
No, I would say this at the root of it is Satan, but that's another discussion for another time. Sometime we should look at satanic influence. That would be really interesting to look at. The next time we do this, we're going to be talking about what astronauts know. And I can't wait to hear Sherry talk about Edgar Mitchell, because now that Edgar's gone, I'm released from my non-disclosure agreement, and I can tell you what he told a group of us. And he's actually said some of this stuff publicly, but he was known to Bill Pollack and what he said. And I can't wait to hear what Sherry has to say about Edgar. I'm going to see if we can't run down another astronaut that Bill and I encountered, and he said some amazing things. And I'll see if we can't find some recording on him to analyze too. I'm not going to say the name right now because I don't want evidence to start disappearing. Because you know how that can happen. Things get scrubbed on the net. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, soundhealthoptions.com. Her new site is
No,
by, I'm sorry.
that one's the one that's compromised. It's Bioacoustic Solutions that we have up now.
Okay, all right. So, that's what I was going to say next. Bioacousticsolutions.net.
And we did too because we expected to get hit.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I had something happen to me yesterday. I want to share this real quickly before we close. I have triple redundancy on my internet. And yesterday, all three went down at the same time. And I tell people, go look at some of the latter things I put up on social media, and I think you'll see why. All three. That's impossible. Three different sources, three different routers, okay? And they all go down at the same time, and it was exclusive to me. At least a couple of people I've talked to in our general area did not experience that, but we did. And it was router related because our cell phones still worked. Pretty interesting stuff. And this went on every day. I do my newsletter between 4 and 5 local time, Sherry. Right now, this time of year, it's Pacific time. And at 5 o'clock, I have to be done because then it goes out to our 50,000 plus followers. Yesterday, this happened when I was preparing the newsletter. So it was incomplete when it went out. Anything
If
that's
you're
on the
talking.
website goes out, and I'm loading it up from various things I've done that day. And I'm putting it on there, and it goes out. And I got about two-thirds of the way through it. Oh, no internet. Now, here's the interesting thing. At 5:03 p.m., it all came back up after the deadline.
If you're telling the truth, you've got to expect this kind of challenge because they don't want people to know the truth. That's
Oh
why we're
my
putting out
God.
this program.
Well, the Doug and Dave Intel report, okay? Doug Thornton and me, former DHS supervisor. We have had more interferences. I'll just give you an example. With you, we had no problem doing a screen share and playing the clip. With Doug, I can't give him permission to record. He has to request it. That button is missing when I talk to him. So they don't want us sharing information. And the share feature that I used in our interview here worked just fine for us. Doesn't work for Doug and myself. Doesn't make sense. I'm just saying, interference abounds. And when you tell me that you had trouble with sound health options, I have no doubt that what you're saying is 100% accurate. Well, Sherry, I'll be in touch with you. We need to follow up with the astronauts and find out the truth behind some of the things. I will tell you this as a teaser. I know for a fact, going way back in time and with a present source, the material that we got from captured German scientists, the meaningful material, never went to NASA. That's why NASA gets the acronym Never a Straight Answer. I'm being very serious about that. Never a straight answer because it went to a secret space program. And here's the proof. Actually, there are two of them, but one of them was proceeding along, and Donald Trump in his first administration says, "Yeah, I'm announcing the creation of the Space Force." Wrong. You don't just say it's declared, and like God, he manifested into creation. This thing was already active. They just made it public so they could get more congressional funding. It was so hilarious how they handled that. And Trump, I don't think even cared that people figured it out. All right, Sherry. Well, look, thanks for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Bioacoustic analysis is real and it's accurate. And those of you familiar with remote viewing, it's not the same thing, not even close, but it's a way to get to the truth. Anyway, thanks for joining us here on the Common Sense Show. I mentioned our newsletter. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link, put your email in. We don't sell your data, I promise, and you'll get an update of everything we do in the previous 24 hours, unless I have triple router failure. Thank you so much, Sherry.